Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, professor of transformational leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the realization of human potential. And that's what we're talking about today, is bringing out your best, fulfilling your potential with the best contingency plan for meetings and for things that are going on with us. See, too often, we're not prepared to be caught speechless. We're not prepared for the collision of emotions that we can experience in a complex environment. And so we want to have a great contingency plan. What do I do when a meeting is going south? What do I do when I'm talking to somebody and I get lost with what's happening? It's going to be very, very simple. The big idea is tell the truth. Identify the process. Well, we've been talking about X, Y, and Z, and right now I'm somewhat lost. We've been talking about X, Y, Z, and right now I'm not sure, because that's what's true. You tell the truth, and you identify the process. The other thing that I'm going to give you to kind of throw into this is you can always rate the degree of completion. Is this conversation done? Did we come to agreement, or did we agree to disagree? And is there going to be action taken? So we want to rate the completion and rate the alignment. Are people likely to do it? I was talking to an executive of a significant local organization that actually serves people globally. And she was talking about her managing partners group, how often she is unhappy with something, and when she challenges it and the group doesn't back her, she gets nervous. She becomes afraid and gets foggy, doesn't know what to do. Well, the contingency plan I suggested is to go back to the last things you remember. Say, let me just, I'm losing myself here. Let me go back to A, B, C, and D, and what it was that was happening before I got lost here. And then have her state that. By bringing it into the room, brings everybody else up. Like, then I suggested you could ask if people agreed with what you said, because what she did was tell somebody that they were very wrong, and she got nervous. And she wondered what the group was thinking. Well, this is a way to go back and do it. Then you can also ask the group to rate, how close are we to done on this conversation? How aligned are we on the solution we came up with? So to ask, tell the truth. Go back to the last thing you remember, talk your way forward, and assess the degree of completion and alignment. I think we're about halfway done. How many of you think we're done with this? Well, nobody. Okay, great. So let's talk to Majid, and he wants to know, how do I know what to say no to? That's a great question. So talk to me, Majid. I think you're going to be able to apply this. Majid? Majid, are you on mute? Our producer thinks he's got you. So Majid is saying, how do I know what to say no to? I would immediately suggest that Majid apply what it is that we've been talking about. Say, I don't know whether to say yes or no to this. Let me think about it and go back and talk about what happened, how you felt about it, what happened, how you felt about it, what happened, how you felt about it. And by then you should identify whether this is a no or a yes for you. Give yourself the space to think about it so that you complete it. Use your contingency plan of telling the truth. You can also start saying, I don't know whether to say yes or no to this. Let me think about it. Then allow yourself to, let me think out loud about it. Allow himself to do that. Second caller is Rich. He says, how do I keep an open relationship, so to speak, with a company that's interested in hiring me? Tell me about it, Rich, because it sounds to me like you're not quite as interested in being hired by them.
A slight correction, actually. I am. But I'm also happy with where I'm at. So they've invited me to dinner and breakfast, so I'm curious to know how I should play it so I can keep both sides open.
Well,
and have them be my contingency plan.
So to keep them as a backup, you are correctly assuming you need to not insult them and keep things open. And when I have wanted to hire somebody in the past, I'm always impressed with integrity. I had somebody I was considering hiring a while back. And we talked about how she would leave her current job with integrity and really support them. I said, I want you to leave us with integrity if you leave us. So I want you to leave them with integrity. So with integrity, you can let them know that you really would like to keep the channels open and that you are very badly needed right now where you are. I assume there's some truth to that. And that the timing is not right. And that you would like to keep a two-way communication open. So if the timing seems right, you can once again approach them.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and you just want to tell them how much you appreciate them and how honored you are that they're talking to you and how you hope to keep channels open, straight statement. But right now it's too sensitive a time where you are and you love what you're doing. So given both of those, there's no compelling reason for me to switch right now. But I sure am excited about our relationship and would like to continue talking.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, good luck and congratulations. It's always nice to be wanted.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Okay, we've got Majid back on again. Hello. Are you on mute? We've got some connection problem, Majid, and so we're just going to keep going. Thank you very much. We'll get you in next week. Sorry that we've not been able to have a great connection. So our third caller is Jessica. She says, what's a good contingency plan for when a potential customer doesn't go for the price I'm offering? Oh, well, there's nothing better in this case than to ask them what they were anticipating spending. So I assume that they're already interested in the product and that you want to keep working with them and see if there's a price that you can come to. Is that the case?
Hi, Bob. So basically, I have somebody who is interested in one of my pieces, and she's already given me a price. But I'm not happy with that price.
Well,
and
so it's not for any one piece; it's for a number of pieces.
Just for one piece.
Okay. For one piece, and how far apart are you? What is it you want, and what is she offering?
It's about $300 off, or you know, it's within a price where I could accept it. But I also want to know what you know. Questions that I was coming up with is: are you a collector? Is this something that you? What is it that you like about the piece? Are we going to further on doing business in the future? and or is this just a one-time thing?
Well, I'm not sure that those are really relevant totally to this piece unless you're planning on saying, if you pay this, I'll give you $150 off on your next purchase.
Right. So basically, like, ask her for what I'm offering, like, basic price, and then and then if she... And then say I'll offer her something off in the next time she comes back.
Well, yeah, the biggest challenge is, are you willing to walk away from the deal?
Me or her?
You!
Yeah. Yeah, because essentially
That's always the best bargaining price. So then the response to her would be, I couldn't take less than.
Got it.
And then see what she does. I mean, she's clearly negotiating. It sounds like you're at the beginning of discussing prices.
Right. And that's how it feels. It feels like, okay, well, if I'm not satisfied with that, then I can go for something a little bit higher.
Well, I think you need to decide your bottom, but you need to be prepared. If you say, I couldn't take less than, then for your own integrity, you don't go below that.
Right.
Or you could say, I wouldn't feel good about anything less than, in which case it still leaves you open to going down one more.
Got it.
But someone's bargaining position is often revealed by their next move. If you come down $50 on a $1,000 piece, you're saying I'm not going to move very far if you guys are $300 apart. If she comes up $50 on a $1,000 piece with a $700 offer, and she comes to $750, she's letting you know she's not going to go much higher than $8, probably, at the most. So there are ways that we signal to each other. Did she offer the price first, or did you have a cost on it?
Well, basically, I think she went to my website and then emailed me with a price and then asked me for my advice on it.
So you have an ask price on your website?
Yep.
Okay. What do you mean she asked your advice on it?
Yeah, that's something that I'm kind of intrigued with, like any advice after she had... offered a $500 or offered that as that.
Well, I think you ought to give her a call and ask her what form of advice she wants on what. Because that's confusing.
Yeah.
That would be the next step before you counteroffer. Or say anything is what is the advice you'd like?
Got it. So creating that by just giving her a call and saying, what is the advice that you would like?
Yep, that's the next step. And I wouldn't do anything until you follow through with that.
Got it. That feels pretty good.
Okay, go get them. Good luck.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, so we've got contingency plans in meetings, contingency plans in jobs. We've got contingency plans in sales. And I'd like you to, we're going to try again Majid. Majid.
Yes, sir.
Ho ho! Hello! I've got
here.
How are you doing, Pop? Good. You say, how do I know what to say no to? So tell me about it.
Well, Bob, you know, I've been pretty blessed to have a lot of opportunities come my way. And, you know, it's just, you know, I'm just trying to find what has synergy within the opportunities. But, you know, there's a lot that comes at you personally and professionally. And, you know, you only have so much time today. So, you know, how do you say when to say no, you know, because I think, you know, it's just as important to focus on what to say no to as it is what to say yes to. So, you know, what would you say, you know, when do you say no to opportunities?
Well, it depends on too many variables. So are you're talking about job opportunities, I assume.
No, actually more business opportunities, or, like for example, so right now, just to kind of give you my situation, I run sales for a energy consulting firm. My wife has her own, energy business. We also have a brokerage in energy. We also, do real estate investments with a group of people. We do a lot of stuff in the not-for-profit world where we donate a lot of our time to a couple of different not-for-profits. One of them has now asked us to be on the board and there's a lot of things in our life. And, you know, we're about to have our first baby here coming up in a couple of weeks. And so we're just trying to, you know, figure out how to make life work with everything in our life. And, you know, and things are coming at us constantly. So we're just trying to figure out, you know, for me, it's more about, well, you know, I don't want to be spread too thin where I'm not good at anything. I want to make sure that they're all operating, you know, at maximum capacity by putting the right teams together. But I just want to, but how do you recognize what to say no to?
Well, let's start out with what do you say yes to? You say yes to things that are aligned with your higher purpose.
Exactly.
Yes to things that nourish you. You say yes to things that move you forward in life. And so you need to have your criteria against which you measure things. What is more on purpose, choice A or choice B? And, yeah, there will always be new choices arising. And you want to have a very clear sense of what your life purpose is, what your wife's life purpose is, what your combined purpose is, what your family purpose is, and then you can look at your charity, mission. You can look at your business mission and ask yourself what fits our purpose and missions best. That should indicate what drops off.
That's great advice, Bob. I've been looking at it more in a financial sense, more than a alignment of, you know, of mission sense. So that does help. Thank you.
Yeah, and just contact the staff and pick up a copy of my book on purpose, because it'll help you. It's a great exercise for you and your wife with a baby and with all these different businesses you've got to really think about why you're doing what you're doing.
Okay, great, Bob. I'll contact George and get that from him.
Thank you very much, Majid.
Thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate your time.
Yep. That's great. So that's a wonderful bind, and it also works as a contingency for Majid. If I know what my purpose is, I can always ask myself, how does this align with my purpose? And I'd like to thank you for joining us on our Bring Out Your Best podcast. We invite you to join us at our facility in downtown Chicago on October 28th. Barb Burgess, our Chief Vision Realization and Operations Officer, will be hosting a 2-hour seminar on how to get what you want, 3 keys to success. So thank you for joining me on Bring Out the Best Blog Talk. And remember, we are here to help you energize your life and to help you ignite the lives of others. So remember, when you're listening to our podcast, participating in the podcast, that you're not just listening for yourself, but you're listening for the lives of others you can touch and help ignite. Bring out your best and energize your life. Goodbye.